studying in Pittsburgh, was your social life in Pittsburgh anymore?
Not particularly.
Satisfying?
No, I had a girlfriend, and we almost had a homosexual relationship. It wasn't really, but it was close enough. There were three sisters and the mother, and I used to spend all my time with Kay. I had met her in on the Red Cross job.
What restrained either of you from having that relationship?
Nothing restrained us. We just did what we felt like doing, but it wasn't that big a deal. I mean, we didn't want to be lovers forever.
But you never thought you were homosexual? I mean, as a...
No, because I had experienced it in college, and I handled it.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me one way or another. It was something to do on a cold winter night. And when I got back to Tampa, I think that was the year we went to Fort Riley to visit David and Peg and little David. And everywhere I went, I said I had a master's degree in social work, and they said, come work for us. And when I got back to Tampa, I sent out some resumes, and the social welfare department in Miami said they wanted a child welfare worker, and that's when I went down to Miami. I finally cut the home strings, the apron strings, and left home.
But you had been away.
I had been away, but not really away. You see, I always came home to the nest when I finally went down to Miami, and then eventually met Dad and lived with Dad during that summer, or away that year. Then I knew that I wasn't going to go back to Tampa. But when Dad asked me to marry him, I went home just to tell Mother that I was coming out here, getting ready to come out here. And I really was close to being fired. I had a date with somebody who was on the FARD board, and I hadn't realized that you weren't supposed to do things like that. If you were a humble little social worker, you weren't supposed to date the social welfare board member.
Why?
I don't know.
It
was the rule.
Not done. It wasn't that you
just wasn't done.
And they weren't supposed to pass on your credentials or anything.
No. And so my supervisor called me in, and I said to her, "You know, I'm going to get married." And she says, "Well, it's just as well, because I think if you hadn't, you were about to be fired." Somebody, and I don't remember the babe's name. She was a weird person. And she would come and supervise and go away. It wasn't like being supervised. See, I was the only child welfare worker they had in the state. And so for her to supervise me, she wasn't going to sit there and supervise me. She did other things and would come down to Miami and see me and talk with me and set up things. And eventually they had to set up a whole personnel practice and